This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rolls Oconee Historical Society. Today, some of my story comes from a book called Keeping Christmas by Kathleen Stoker, and it describes the tradition of Yule booking. The name literally means Christmas goat in Norwegian, and the tradition was brought from the old country and often practiced in the rural areas. People would dress in ridiculous fashion, often cross-dressing, and go in groups to their neighbors' homes, making a commotion, but not speaking until they were recognized, then partaking in refreshments served by the homeowners being descended upon. Often the kids were scared by these mysterious visitors, and it was usually done between Christmas and New Year's time. In the late 1970s, the Vesterheim Norwegian-American Museum in Decorah, Iowa, displayed a strange artifact. Carved of wood and resembling a goat's head, it stood propped on a 4-foot-long pole. Cow's horns sprouted from the top of its head, and a horsetail beard dangled from its chin. It came equipped with staples around the neck for attaching an animal hide that the user would wrap around his body. This would be in keeping with the Yule booking origins, but most practitioners now simply dress in costumes or old clothes, maybe putting nylon stockings over their face or heavy makeup or masks to make themselves as unrecognizable as possible while still being able to move about. Here is one story written by Eva Mickleby Pearson, who was born in 1921. Yule books, my brothers yelled as they ran pell-mell down the stairs into the living room. They're coming. They're by the mailbox now. Mama quickly disappeared into the pantry to take from the shelf some of the Christmas cookies, freshly baked and frosted chocolate cake, and the jar she'd hidden filled with hard Christmas candy. We were beside ourselves with excitement. They jabbered and laughed as they came in, shaking the snow off their wraps, and tried to disguise their voices so we would be unable to guess who they were. They had tried to make this difficult with homemade disguises, stocking caps over their faces, or a dish towel with holes cut out for the eyes and nose. Coats had been turned inside out. Papa and Mama joked with them, and of course very soon saw it was Carl and Halvor and some of their children. The masks were coming off as Mama handed out treats, and everyone laughed about how they had tricked us. The men pulled Papa aside and they quickly dashed down to the basement for a few minutes. We heard hearty laughs as they came up the steps, and they were jollier than ever as they picked up the children and with many goodbyes went on their way to another home. Scandinavian Americans were known for their stoic behavior, so the practice of Yule booking was probably a happy release from their sensible lifestyle. The adjectives crazy, ridiculous, foolish, and silly abound in their descriptions of the customs. One Yule booking I remember well. Mother, a roly-poly short person, dressed in a well-padded suit of gray underwear. When we stopped at the home of the Molin buttermaker, he whooped, grabbed Mother, put her over his knee, and spanked her. When he found out who she was, he was mortified. But that was the fun of going Yule booking. And Mother had a good story to tell after that. Some of the raucous behavior caused Yule booking to be frowned upon in communities of mixed heritage during the late 1890s and early 1900s, but where it's understood, Yule booking continues to promote good feeling and fellowship among longtime members of the communities where it is practiced. As a visual experience, the custom emphasizes solidarity. At first displaying unfamiliar and even frightening disguises, then giving way to recognizable faces and gestures, familiar personalities, and expected behavior, all accompanied by the coziness of shared food and conversation. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.